Hi, welcome to Journeys in Health, Nutrition, and Fitness. I'm your host, Stephanie Quinones. Please enjoy a preview of our premier podcast titled Accountability Groups, aka Fit Families. This segment is called What Are Your Eating Habits?
I think another thing that I know I personally struggled with was eating. And I think that's everyone's, that's the hardest thing. And I tell people that all the time, like I'm exercising. And then the next thing I do is, what is this like? What are your habits here? And then they go like, well, and this year is my third year being vegan. Now, being vegan in a town that is not vegan friendly makes it extremely hard, especially when you have an extremely busy schedule and you don't cook as often as you would like to. I found a kindred spirit in Natalia because she's vegan and she cooked. And she made them, y'all, when she put on them posts, FYI, this ain't part of the broadcast, but if she ever say that she cooking and she's selling, buy it. At any rate, it's that is one of the most challenging things for me. And another thing we do in the accountability group is, no matter what it is, if it's bad, if you had a bad day, let us know. Because not only can you take that guilt away to where you're not feeling like, okay, I messed up today, I might as well just wait and start all over again next week. People are gonna say, well, I had a bad day too. That way you know you're not in it by yourself. So if you guys can say, you know, what your challenges are or how the accountability group has helped you as far as nutrition and diet. And by diet, I don't mean a temporary thing. I mean what you're eating on a go-forward basis. Because diets, for the most part, when we hear diet, it's something temporary. It's something that you will not do for the rest of your life. That's a lifestyle change. What a lifestyle change. Being a vegan is a lifestyle change because that's something you can do for the rest of your life. Right. Whether you choose to do it or not is another thing. The quick fix things, and I'm not taking that away from, I'm not trying to shade anybody that does these quick fix things, but is it something that you can continue to do for the rest of your life? Ask yourself that question before you step out and do anything like that, if it's something you can do for the rest of your life. But going back to the question that I wanted to ask is, what are your challenges as far as diet, eating, nutrition is concerned? And whoever wants to go first.
I'll go first.
I didn't answer the first question. I want to say, because it's probably different from whatever I said. So I like the accountability group because it gives you somebody other than your friends to talk to. Yeah. These ladies all have the same journey ahead of them. Might not be the same goals, but we all are on the same journey to get a more fit and healthy life. Your friends and family not. You can't go talk to your friends and family about you having a bad day because you didn't eat well. You going to the gym. They're like, well, I don't care if you went to the gym or not. Right. But we say we went to the gym and here, we're like, okay, bam. We post workout picture in the group. They're like, okay, then we see that popping. Your family not going to do for that. They're like, whatever. Nobody cares you're eating broccoli today. Right. But we be excited about you eating broccoli. Yeah. So that's why I love the group, because it's somebody to talk to. I relate to these ladies and gentlemen, because we do have gentlemen in the group. I relate to them on a whole nother level, which gives me comfort and joy, which helps with depression and anxiety. You need somebody to talk to who relates to you. Now I'm back to
It was the nutrition question. So I'm just gonna share a personal experience that I have with the nutrition. So we were posting our food, right? Everything that we eat. So I'm thinking I'm doing really good. I'm like eating like a bird, rabbit, something, whatever. So I'm eating this little stuff, and Stephanie comments, and then she inboxed me and was like, "Ma'am, you're not eating enough for one, and you're not eating no protein." So I was like, "But I'm just eating the healthy stuff." And she was like, "No, ma'am, you're like really fighting against yourself if you're not eating like you're supposed to." So, and I know Patrice can probably attest to this. We get tired of putting a picture of what we're eating every day. I know, I'll be like, man, am I really, really about to post everything I'm eating? But when you can take a picture of a bowl of hot tamales you eating at your desk. And I counted, because the serving was 16, and I counted 16 hot tamales because that's what I wanted that day to help me get over that edge at work. But being able to say I had hot tamales today for a snack and not have anybody be like, oh, really? So, oh, you working out, but you eating hot tamales? You know, that is like one of the best things ever. So it's really hard. It, to me, what makes it better for me is you have other people in the group that have a better sense of what's better for as far as nutrition. We got two nurse practitioners in here. So they, I mean, you know, they know what to tell you to eat. And that makes it a lot better because you don't know, you think you know, but you don't really know until you get with people that have been doing this for years and they know better, they have better knowledge of what's gonna make you healthier and what's gonna help you with your fitness journey with the nutrition. So that's the part that I really, you know, like about it.
You know what else?
Okay, anybody that knows me, I don't like to cook. I will not cook. I do not like to go to the grocery store. Mm-hmm. You telling me, oh, read the back of the label, it's not going to happen because I'm not going to read it. But in the accountability group, I will look at what Patrice posts and it's like, oh, that looks good, and I'll try to copy that. It's just easier for me. I'm not going to go and spend 3 hours at a grocery store to buy enough healthy stuff to make it work. I'm gonna copycat, and then I might fall off because I've been wanting some wings from Wingstop for 2 months. I have not done it yet. So just seeing what everybody else is eating and seeing how the results are, and I'm like, oh, that looks good, I'll try that. Helps me with that eating, with my eating, because I like to eat. I just do.
Me too.
If it's got diet in front of it, don't give it to me because I'm not.
Anyone else want to speak on that?
Yeah, just about the our group is that one thing about it is that we don't all have the same goals. We are all like-minded, but we do share our goals. So personally, my goal for last month was just to eat cleaner. And my specific goal was eat clean half of the time. So part of my goal was to report the things that I eat, everything that I eat, whether it was good or bad or whatever. I posted breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks every single day. So it's just more of a, it's less of a diet and more of a lifestyle change. And I was able to meet my goal. I made more than 50% of eating clean, but the accountability group helps me do that because I know that when I wake up in the morning, I make breakfast. I can't stop by McDonald's because I'm going to have to say that I stopped by McDonald's. I'm going to have to go at home and fix my eggs or my scrambled eggs and my spinach, and I'm going to post that, and everybody don't give me a pat on the back. Or, if I have a weekday and I go eat Zaxby's, because it happens, I'll go have a hamburger or something like that, and I'll also have to report that. But in the group, you know, it's a no judgment zone. Somebody gonna say, oh, now you know better, or just, you know, or they gonna say, hey, you know better, but next time I'm gonna need for you to do better. And then that's what'll happen. I'll have a higher level of consciousness about what it is that I eat and what the things that I do, because I know that I'll have to, my group is gonna hold me accountable.
And I just wanna add something about the nutrition part of it. I appreciate everyone that posts their food in the group because I don't post my food. And that's one of the goals that I want to start this month, is to start posting my bad, my good. But the food that everyone posts, it also gives me ideas, because I used to think that it's always salad, or you got to eat with carrots and stuff. And now I know that there's other options and stuff like that. And I love my meats. I love my sweets. And so they will be seeing that. That's it.
Okay.
Thank you for tuning in to the preview. Please be sure to check out the podcast episode in its entirety on October 11th. Journeys in Health, Nutrition, and Fitness is brought to you by Thick Fitness Studio. Join us at Thick Fitness Studio, where we make fitness fun.